Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhardt. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Flores. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jesse Flores. And now, play ball. Don Lenhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhardt strikes out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Sternwise applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternwise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternwise is 0-for-1 in the game. Sternwise hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sternwise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Widmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Widmer reaches second base with a double. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. Delsing hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 2 in the game. Flores hits a pop-up towards third. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Tom Upton. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is called out on strikes. One out. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Widmer strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen bunts towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Sternweiss covering, for the out. Easter moves to second. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.